Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. We're going to play college basketball, Jamie. We're only going to have two folks on today. Kind of first half, second half process, right?
Yeah, now. That's a little different for our show, but it's going to be fun because one of them is going to be Ed Niehaus talking about the event at Frankfort tonight and the anniversary of 30 years ago. Were you there 30 years ago, Don?
Yeah, I tell the story of I made a lot of good money. I did a lot of laundries for the guys that work it, you know, the electricians and the gripes, and it was a good time, and we went to every basketball game that was there. We had tickets; they gave us tickets to do that, and you know, everybody who went enjoyed it to the heart. So,
hey, before we get Ed Niehaus on, I think we're having a little phone difficulty, but let's talk about your ball games last night at Carroll.
Yeah, let's do the girls first, and that game kind of got off to a little slow start, but once the Carroll girls started clicking, man, it just started rolling, and there wasn't too much that was going to keep them from you know, winning as big as they did, and they just got a lot of weapons, Jimmy. They have the Harness girl, and they have Wagner, and they have Johnson, and now you throw Julian Saltz, who came in off the bench, and I mean, the list just goes on, and I think at the beginning of the year, I think they felt like a lot of pressure on them because of their fourth year being together, and I think that Coach Wiles, you know, got them circled around a little bit, and I think the game that they got whipped by that 4A school and then come back and get throttled by Western, I think, opened their eyes.
Yeah, they are playing really well. They didn't start very well last night, but I think they were playing kind of down to the Gophers level a little bit. How many jump balls do you think were in that game?
Oh my gosh! You know, I thought the girls' basketball had dropped back 40 years, where it was almost always jump ball or travel. But boy, you're right. It the ball handling was not.
And then Harness got going last night, and man, she hit 2,000 points this last week, and she added to it last night. And some of those threes were Caitlin Clark type threes.
Well, that one off the top, she was standing on the big C Cougars, and that was, you know, when you let that go, you're thinking why, and you go, oh, I see why.
Yeah, she was doing really well. And then in the boys' game last night, completely the opposite way.
Yep.
The Gophers came in, a nice long pass to Levi Osler, laid it in, and the game was set the tone right there.
Levi made such a, I thought, a big difference. But I thought the player of the game, which was Ryan Harshbarger, he got in foul trouble like bang. He had three fouls the first period. And then he sat out for about maybe a minute and a half or so. And then he's right back in the game. And to me, he had a feel the coach has a lot of confidence in me and what I'm doing. And he played a tremendous ball game last night.
So another couple players last night that played for the Gophers early that haven't been playing on a lot of varsity was JV players. And one of those was Hunter Haynes and Nick Curtin. And I thought they came out and did a really good job. Of course, Jake McGraw, he played his steady game last night, was just, outstanding on just distributing the basketball, moved it around to most of his teammates. And then the other thing he does real big for Jake McGraw is rebound. And one time he got the rebound and a quick outlet pass to Caden Davis for a slam dunk, and that was kind of neat to see because you'd only see that from the Gophers.
Well, the thing about Jake McGraw is that he's not a selfish player. I mean, he's looking to win, and he passes the ball well to the open guy. He doesn't, when he has the dribble drive, he takes it, and he's a very intelligent basketball player.
Yeah, Gophers played about as best I've seen him play in a while, and we were talking about it. The holiday tourney, man, they struggled. They were off for 13 days and then played a game, and I think Coach Peckinpah, you know, he's even acknowledged that that break really hurt him, and of course Levi wasn't there. He was in Florida playing football, and you know that was just a big difference for the Gophers.
It is. Levi makes a big difference. He's a big-bodied guy down there. You can't push him around, and he does what he's supposed to do. And so
his arm strength is incredible. Sometimes he goes to grab that basketball at the same time as somebody else, and he just takes it away like it's nothing. I mean, he's 6'5", 240 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he's solid. And then, he's very quick on his feet, too.
Just gives Gopher that inside look, takes a lot of pressure off of Caden Davis so that Caden can do what he does. And he
makes a lot of nice passes into Caden Davis, too. And Levi last year, you know, his first time on varsity, he was just kind of getting the rebound, get it into him, and back out to somebody else. He really didn't want the ball, but he seems more comfortable with it. Every game I watch him play.
Sees the floor very well. There was a time that he had the basketball turned in and saw an open Caden down low and just dumped it right off to him. And you know, it's those little things that mean a lot in the game of basketball. And right now, you know, last night Prairie did well. We're going to pick him up again next week when they go to Eastern. That should be another good basketball game for him as the Eastern boys are okay. They're pretty good.
Yeah, the Eastern team right now, they're 10-5 and 2-2 in the conference, so it'll be very important. You know, Clinton Prairie and Taylor are both 3-0, and that Taylor game will be coming up here at a later date.
I think we got Ed on the phone, do we? Ed?
Morning, Don.
Hey, Ed Niehaus, athletic director of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Coach, you don't have any, or yeah, I can call you coach because you were a coach when I was there. You don't have anything going on tonight, do you? It's kind of an easy night tonight.
Yeah, I'm just in the office this morning just hanging around because I didn't have anything else better to do on a Saturday morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys have done a yeoman's job in advertising this thing. Have Channel or 59 come in and put that little blurb on and you guys had to get you off and running as far as people calling in and getting tickets.
Well, I guess it's really a blessing to have somebody who went to Frankfort High School and an important job down in Indy. Lindy Thaxton came up, and she's the second time I had a chance to interview with her. And she remembered me as a teacher slightly, but not really well because I never had her as a class. She just knew that I was there.
Well, talk about how this thing got started. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in a Hall of Fame meeting that you and I were at, that they wanted to do a 25th, but it kind of got away from them.
Yeah, they wanted to do a 25th, and at the time we were just, I don't think we were as prepared. I think it was just one of those things they decided to do, and I just wasn't really on board with it just because there was the amount of preparation that had been done in such a short amount of time. And then, quite frankly, Eric Farley came to me last year on this, up at the 30th, and he thought that would be a great time to do it, and started about a year ago in preparation, and Eric did a did a fantastic job with everything, to be honest with you. He kind of took a lot of things off my plate so I could just focus on the athletics, and he did all the advertising and contacting people. And a whirlwind over the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 months. With all the people we've gotten to come in night out. Although we've had a couple of cancellations because of the weather. Those things just happened. But, you know, we're pretty excited about tonight, and the crowd is really going to be what's important, and I think the crowd is going to do a great job.
Man, I tell you, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. For me, it just brings back the nostalgia of the sectional and the tournament runs where the place was packed, and it'll be interesting to see how the younger players react to that. Are you close to being sold out tonight?
We've still got about 1,000 tickets left, but, you know, 3,500 to 4,000 people here will make this place seem awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had that kind of a crowd, and I guess I can go all the way back to when we played Lebanon in the sectional final here. I think that was the last time we had something that close. And we are just excited to see what the crowd's going to be like, and the capacity, and just to fill it to the way to the top row. And it's going to be fun. I really am excited about tonight. The doors open at 4:30, and I expect to have a crowd out there ready to get in, because there's no reserve seating. It's all general admission. We haven't had reserve seating in here in a long time. We don't even have numbers on the seats anymore. So it's all general admission, so it's kind of first come, first serve. So I hope nobody tramples each other over, and we're going to do our best to control the crowd and control the entrance and get people in here as soon as they can, because I know it's going to be a cold one outside.
If you're just joining us, our guest this part of the show is Ed Niehaus, the athletic director of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, it's the 30th anniversary of the movie Blue Chips, and they're going to kind of recreate that tonight. And I'll call you Coach, or at AD. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on? I think the Hot Dogs are going to be wearing the Western University Dolphin type uniform, and the Rossville Hornets that are coming to town tonight are going to be Indiana. Is that correct?
That's pretty much the way it is. Not IU uniforms. We could not get permission to use the IU logo, but we are okay with just stating Indiana and the block I on the uniform, so we're good there. We had to get permission from the IHSA to use an alternate uniform, and they were all for it. In fact, I expect to see a couple IHSA commissioners here this evening to watch the game. They're excited about coming up. Brian Lewis has contacted me a couple times, and I know Paul Neidig is a big basketball fan, so I expect at least maybe three IHSA commissioners here tonight, as well as a lot more media here tonight that we haven't had in a while, which is good. And it's going to be a fun night. And, yeah, the kids are wearing Western uniforms. Austin's wearing the Indiana uniforms. And we're going to have a little bit of a presentation between games with about a 15 to 20 minute time in between games with a video presentation, kind of like a memory type deal with going back 30 years and all that was involved, and some pictures and some people talking, some interviews that were done at the time, and why Frankfort was chosen, and all the other things that went on at that time. It's going to be kind of a nice little video presentation between games I think people will enjoy.
Well, if I remember correctly, I think it was back in June of 1993. When that happened, and Don and I were talking about earlier, Don went all four nights of the games, and I went. They did two filming nights, like against Big Ten teams or Big Ten All Stars, or were fictitious colleges they play. Then did two nights of where they had the Indiana Hoosiers and Bob Knight, which all those players weren't exactly Indiana Hoosiers, but close. Bobby Hurley was one of them, but I went those two nights there. And the funniest thing I remember, and I think they brought it out in some stories this week, is Knight refused to lose at the end. You know, he did not want to give up that last scene where, you know, they threw that alley-oop dunk to Shaq or whatever, but that's what I remember from it.
That was very true. I was fortunate enough, at the time, Dick Kaplinger was the AD, and Dick had me as, labeled me as his assistant, and I was fortunate enough to have full access to everything going on and watching the filming and things of that nature. And one of the funniest things that happened with me at the time is that I actually physically ran into Shaq coming out of the swimming pool, and we just kind of turned the corners, and I turned the corner, and I looked up, and I kept looking up, and he just kind of smiled and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing fine." And that was it. That was my conversation with Shaq the entire time.
Have you had so,
it was?
Go ahead.
It was just a lot of. It was just good to see all those other people, though. I mean, I don't think I've ever been around so many individuals that just had something going on.
Have you had much contact from some of those people that were in the movie? I saw where possibly on Twitter that I can't remember his actual real name in life, but he was Tony on the Dolphins. He's got involved and maybe even got Shaq involved in something about tennis or new ball shoes for the team or something like that.
Well, we tried to make it as realistic as possible, and yeah, Eric was able to contact different people. Anthony Hall is his name. They call him Tony the Point Shaver.
That's right.
And he goes by that moniker. He wears that proudly. He came in last night. I got a chance to talk to him a little bit. He was there at the ball game last night when we played Western Boone, and he'll be there this evening. He'll have a little bit of a cameo and also speak to the crowd as well. So that's going to be kind of an exciting portion as well. But yeah, he works with Shaq. Actually, he's a good friend with Shaquille O'Neal, and through his connections with Shaq, Reebok made a very nice donation to the athletic department as far as providing shoes that the uniforms or that the teams wore then. They're the actual same model of the shoe that were worn back then because Shaq was a representative of Reebok and still is. He's somewhere in the as an officer with Reebok with basketball production. So they were able to get the shoes to the kids, and it's going to be fun watching them in those same shoes they used actually in the movie.
In the last 30 years, Mr. Niehaus, how many oddball things have happened where people stop by on a whim wanting to see Case Arena or different things? I've seen things posted around all the time because you guys are one of the largest gyms in the state of Indiana anyway. And then you see people that just come from around the world because that's where Blue Chips was formed or filmed.
That is true. I've had people stop in and we've got a trophy case out front that still has replicas of the three main players of the game, Penny Hardaway, Matt Nover, and Shaquille O'Neal, their replica jerseys and a couple of pictures out front. And I've had people stop in, contact me, ask me if they come in, take a look around. They always do, and they always marvel at the size of the gym. They don't really comprehend it, seeing it from the movie, until they actually pull up and see the dome on the outside and how large a high school gym is in Indiana. As I tell them, we're not even in the top 10 in the state. We're in the top 20. But the top 10 is even larger than us, which they think from out of state. They just don't really comprehend that idea. But we're fortunate that we have Case Arena, named after Everett Case, who went on to do some great things in the ACC, actually considered the father of the ACC. And I've had different people from different places of the country come in and take a look around. And it seems like every year that we host that Indianapolis hosts the NCAA tournament, if there's a team from either Duke or North Carolina there, they always want to come up and take a look around and see where Everett Case came from and get the pictures and kind of talk about it a little bit. So it is known about the country, and Blue Chips did a great job in promoting that even more so.
So if I'm not mistaken, and Don, you probably should know this as well, Case Arena started in 1963, is that right? Is that when the first?
Correct.
So this is the 60th anniversary and 30 years since the Blue Chip movie.
Yep, it's kind of all tied together at the same time.
Yeah, I remember I think one of the first ball games played was the Harlem Globetrotters came to town and played in that gym. I remember that as a little guy going to it. It was a lot of fun going there, and that was a packed house that night too. Coach, appreciate you coming on today. I'll tell you what, we're going to try to get out there. Of course, we are coming to the ball game tonight to telecast, and it's going to be a great basketball game. Both teams are clicking on pretty well, and I think that the crowd is going to have a good game to watch tonight.
I believe so, too. I was really happy with how the boys played last night, and I know Coach was, too. They really played together, kept their composure, and it was nice getting a win in the conference for this year, and hopefully just continue that on next few weeks. And I know Rossville will come in here ready to play. They always are when they come into Serena, so I expect a really good game.
Hey, well, we got you on the line. I noticed you got the press box removed off the football field. What's your plans moving forward there? I know a lot of talk throughout the community, you know, what's going to happen there.
Well, right now we're waiting on just got the bid in for the steel, the I-beams that need to be replaced, as well as put in new ones for the press box. But I'd say within the next 2 weeks, we'll be getting those started. And within 2 weeks after that, we'll be getting the new press box put together. And we're excited about it. We're fortunate enough that there wasn't a whole lot of damage to the bleachers. The damage will be repaired, obviously. But we were also very happy with the fact that, for one, we were able to keep the hot dog off the back, on the back of the press box. We looked that back up there. And number two, it was kind of, and you've been here more years than I have, and to see the old press box go down actually was heartening, because it was just something that had been there for years. But I think we'll be happy with what we replace it with as well.
Yeah, I know that we've been in touch. My office has been in touch with the superintendent, and it looks like everything's come together. Got a couple of steps to go through as far as getting the state involved, and then you'll be off and running. So, and that'll be a good thing to put back, because it doesn't look right now. It just doesn't look right out there.
No, it doesn't. I walk out of Walmart and look across the way to the football field, and you're right. It doesn't look right.
Yeah.
It's just not the same thing.
Well, I'd say, look, outside looking in, you guys done a really good job with all your sports facilities at Frankfort. Your softball and baseball are second to none. You host a lot of, you know, state events, and hats off to the hot dogs.
And we host 10 events this year, so we started here in a couple weeks with wrestling sectional, and then we just start rolling into basketball after that.
Well, Ed, I really appreciate you calling in this morning. Hope everything goes well today, and let's go Dolphins.
Exactly. It'll be a great night tonight. No matter what, it'll be a great night.
All right, thanks. We've been talking with Coach Ed Niehaus, of the athletic director of the Frankfort High School. Up next, Allie Harness, an all-time listener to Inside the Huddle, coming in. We're going to talk to her about scoring 2,000 points. But hats off to our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
While the weather for all of north central Indiana, chances of snow this morning with a wind chill as low as zero, wind gusts up to 44 miles per hour and a high around 19. Snow flurries are a possibility tonight with a low of 1 and wind chills reaching negative 14 degrees with wind gusts up to 32 miles per hour. Sunday stays true to its name with sunny skies, but a chilly week is ahead starting Sunday with a high of 7. Monday will stick to the chilly weather with a high of 7. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Welcome back Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, Susan Casper Insurance. Thank you for being a part of us, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. On the line, we have Miss Allie Harness of the Carroll Cougars. Allie, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. 2,000 points. I just can't fathom that, Jamie.
That's a lot of points.
Well, it's a lot of practicing, right?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of practicing and a lot of teamwork as well.
Well, the thing that amazes me about the 2,000 points is that normally a gal who shoots that is kind of a solo artist, but you have as many assists as anybody else on the team. You're a great team player.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. My teammates really help me get the ball whenever I'm getting face guarded, or they really just move a lot on offense, and that's how I get my assists.
Well, sometimes, Allie, when I watch you play, you just take the game over. I think last night was a perfect example of that. That was a rough start against the Gophers last night. Both teams, you know, playing a little sloppy, a lot of jump balls. And it felt like to me you just at one point said, I'm tired of this nonsense, and I'm just going to start shooting the basketball. And you hit three after three after three, and from a long distance is what it appeared to me. How about you, Don?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that one of your shots was on the big C, and I'm thinking, wow. Oh, but it like hit nothing but nylon.
Right. You want to comment on that, Allie?
Yeah. Like, the first part of the game last night was really a lot of turnovers, and honestly, like, it was my bad, too. Like, I made some poor passes, and I think we just got a little sped up in the beginning, but I just said, come on, girls, we gotta do better than that, and we really brought together.
Guess we dropped her. Dawn, you might
outstanding. Yeah, she'll be calling in. Well, you know, she's just, to get 2,000 points and not be a selfish player, I just think it says a lot for who she is.
Yeah, she's been, you know, doing really well from, I think, started her freshman year. And, you know, to score that many points, you got to be able to, you know, be a shooter and put the ball in the basket.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get her back. I think she's on the phone. There's got to get her into the line here. But it's just, I don't know. She's obviously the straw that stirs the drink, and the girls all, again, play a different role, and they all accept that role, and Allie does a great job at leading it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and they have a lot of future ahead of them here yet. Like you said, they've only lost, what, three games to big schools.
Yep.
They had McCutcheon on the ropes the other night, and when Allie got her 2,000th, and we got her back here, I think. You on there, Allie?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, real quick here, just looking at the state of Indiana, the top 50 scorers, and you probably remember watching her play at Northwestern, number 50 is Kendall Bostic, and 2020, she's 2,032, so you might be right there with her or above. I don't know where you're at after last night's game, but give you a little insight. The top player in Courtney Minnett, Clinton Prairie, a Clinton County player, 1999. She was at 2,191. I think could even knock that off. And Jennifer Jacoby, the coach at Rossville, 1991. She was 2,344. So you're right in there with some really good company.
Yeah.
Allie, talk a little bit about the start of the season. Got off to a rough start, and then Coach Wiles makes the change where you're not going to be guarding their best player. And it kind of freed you up a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, with not guarding the best player, I get help side defense, and I can get easy steals. I can get a lot more rebounds and help Emily, who usually guards our best player or the other team's best player. I can help her as well with my help side defense.
All right. So when we finish up after a state championship this year, and you head off to Western Michigan. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go to Western Michigan. It was really fun when I went up there to visit on my official visit. The coaching staff is amazing. All the girls are amazing. Coach Thane said he would have me at a 2, and I'm really excited to be able to bring my shooting ability, and my defense has also gotten a lot better throughout the years and also this season especially. So I'm really excited to bring that to the table and maybe do some things up there with them.
Well, Ali, did you, outside of picking the school because of all the outstanding items there, the proximity from home, does that help out too?
Yeah, it honestly does help because it's only, 2.5 hours away from my house, so it helps that I'm a little closer to home, but also a little bit away from home. So if I want to come home on a weekend, I could, or I could stay up there as well.
Hey, Ali, next week you got two conference opponents, Eastern and Tri-Central, both on the road. You win both of those. You guys are conference champs yet again. Is that one of the goals for the Cougars this year and one of your personal goals?
Yeah, it's like been a goal for a lot of years now. Obviously, last year we didn't win conference, but this year I think we have a really high chance of winning conference. These next two games, I mean, they're decent, but I think we can beat them, and I think we can win conference.
And then
we just got to play a little bit better than we did last night and a lot harder. So,
and then in 2 weeks coming up here, you got Caston, the number one team in 1A. You're on the road up at Caston, and you know much about them yet?
Yeah, they've been a rivalry since I was in junior high, and we've beat them every year, so it's always been a rivalry. And I used to play AAU with one of their girls on the team, so it's always been a rivalry against me, her, and Madison, and they're a really good team, so it'll be a good game. But I think we can win that game.
Madison, that was because on my mind. Ali, I got to tell you, I appreciate you calling in this morning. Coach Wiles, have you at practice this morning, or are you just inside shooting?
He has me at practice this morning.
Well, he said he doesn't have any trouble getting you to Carroll High School. He has to run you out of the gym most times. Is that true?
Yeah, usually, but it doesn't work.
Gotcha. Hey, the sectional this year is at Delphi. You want to talk about, moving from Lafayette Central Catholic over to Delphi, and probably when the draw comes out here next week, you guys will be labeled the favorite. Is there any added pressure on that, or are you guys just going to take that and run with it?
So last year, obviously, we didn't win sectionals. We were in the championship game against Central Catholic, and it was overall a good sectional turnout, but I just wish we would have won that game. We had some things we needed to work on, and I think we have a really high chance of beating Central Catholic if we get to play them in a sectional championship, which I really think we will. So I think we have a really high chance of winning sectionals. We just have to really focus in on defense and really play hard and really stick to the scout report and knowing our player personnel really well. So I think we have a really high chance of winning sectionals and going really far this year and beyond that. So,
well, Ali, we enjoy coming up and watching your team play. It's fun, and all you girls play very well and hard, and we enjoy coming up.
Well, thank you for always supporting us and coming to our games. We really all really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that. Last year Your parents embarrassed me with gift cards, and it meant a lot to all of us, and we're very thankful for that.
Don, so, and I get told that you like to listen to Inside the Huddle every week. Is that true as well?
Yes, I love listening to you guys and talk and have the area coaches say stuff about you guys.
Well, it's kind of like your scouting report every week and hearing what these coaches say. I think my other kids probably ought to take your lead, and you find out little things that the other coaches talk about as well, probably.
Yeah, I really like listening to you guys.
Who's your favorite coach just outside the Cougars? Who you like listening to? Just curious. You got one favorite?
I don't know. I really like listening to them all. So.
Don Helmick, Clinton Central. Don and I like listening to him. I don't know if you listen to him very much. But
Don Helmick.
I could run through a brick wall for him sometimes, the way he gets teams fired up.
Who did you say?
Don Helmick for the Lady Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
There's some intensity there, I can tell you.
Yeah, there is.
Well, Ali, again, thanks. good luck for the rest of the season, and we'll see you come tournament time.
Well, thank you for all your support. We all really appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
Miss Allie Harness of the Lady Cougars, everybody. Well, Jamie, we've had a pretty good show today, kind of made it up on the fly, and to have the two guests that we have, Don Helmick, who's just a great guy to talk to on basketball, and then Ed Niehaus calling in and taking the time out of his busy morning. I think they're putting Dolphins on the floor today.
Yeah, there's really neat activities, and you know, just the history of Clinton County basketball for all this. You know, this could be the best basketball season in history of the Bulldogs for girls. They've had some good ones back in the 80s, early 90s, I believe. I don't know the exact numbers, but they're 18-1 right now, could finish 22-1. Could make a nice roll through the sectional or regional. We tried to kind of bring that out of the coach and some questions this morning, but not looking too far ahead. But my thought was just make sure those girls realize the opportunity they have, because they could definitely be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, you know, in early February or late February, and then even talk with Allie Harness there. They have the same opportunity as well. Yeah. So, you know, our basketball in this area for girls is top-notch, and then to bring in Ed Niehaus, talk about the reunion of Blue Chips, which put Clinton County probably on the map, or freshly Frankfort, you know, and the whole deal back in 1993, and that movie is still replayed all the time now, yep. And it's going to stay that way for however long they play that movie.
Yep, it was definitely a fun time when it came in, and a good thing for Mayor Harold Woodruff, who helped bring it in. So a big, big thing for the community of Frankfort, and a fun day tonight. If you're not going, you heard Ed say he thinks he's got about 1,000 tickets left. Man, get out there and just enjoy the evening. You're going to have a great basketball game between the Hornets and the Hot Dogs, or University and IU, however you want to look at it. And just going to be a fun time.
What would be the total on that? Are they a little over 5,000 now since they updated the bleachers?
I think that it sits around 5,100 or something like that. The numbers dropped down when they took out the wooden bleachers on the side and put in the plastic
seats. I'd like
seats.
To see them sell it out. I can't be there tonight, but I would really like to watch it. And you know, I talk to kids nowadays, and they just don't understand back when Case Arena, before class basketball, what that was like. You know, and being a sellout. So it'd be neat to see have those kids have the opportunity from Frankfort and Rossville playing in front of a sellout crowd tonight.
Well, you know, I was talking to John Jacoby about it on Tuesday when we were out at the Hive at Rossville. And it just brings back the day, because even when you played Frankfort in a regular season, there'd be anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people out there watching a basketball game.
If not more.
Game.
Yeah. And the Prairie Frankfort game, I mean, that was – it was on standing room only a lot of times the night before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yep, you're so right. So, all right, well, it's been a great show. Hope you've enjoyed it. We want to thank our sponsors again, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Until next Saturday, everybody, have a great week. Get out to the Everett Case, and we'll see you in Inside the Huddle.